Okay, I have okay, so let's suggest if someone wants to do exercise before davening, so with the sefer tefillah kelchasei, right above the chachim, or he brings down his tali and his kavana. If it's the shem shemayim, so then meitz echefs shemayim. He says over there that's only if he can't do it after tefillah, which that this tenayim of not being able to do after tefillah is coming off. What we mentioned yesterday in Simreish Nun. However, based on the hints that we gave to Simreish Nun, Kubi doesn't apply over here, because of the Yitzhak in your Tadim Shein Etadim, Tadim Koidim, which is only Shaykh by two mitzvahs, Zivin Echad said that Tadim Shein Etadim is only by two equal mitzvahs. If you have a Darais and Darabana, also we don't say Tadim Shein Etadim. Surely if it's a mitzvah and Rishus, we may not say Tadim Shein Etadim, so it could be that tonight doesn't even apply over here. However, one has to just think, if they're going to consider exercise the Shem Shemayim, so then what is included in the Isser, right? Everything we do is the Shem Shemayim, so, right, so then what is included? Therefore, again, if it's needed for waking himself up for davening, or he has no other time during the day, so then the car will be mutter. Shaving before davening. The other tzin has a tshuva about shaving before davening, which he says can be meicha against someone who wants to do it. Because yesh amidus meich. We find coolers in shaving before mincha. We find coolers in shaving already. It's avodah kala. It's easy avodah. It's not like a melacha nimshach. But there is someone as a kludik is not for mincha. I go by, but it could be it's more chomer before shachas, because like we said yesterday, there's the issur of asiyas chafetzim, doing your chafetzim, and including that is haircuts. So does that include shaving or not? There's makom to mekel. Showers before davening, is that including asiyas rochav or not? So someone is going to the mikvah, and tonight in the mikvah is that he has to take a shower before he goes into the mikvah. So that's part of going to the mikvah, which going to the mikvah itself is mutter. So if there's a tonight that you need to take a shower beforehand, and even if you need to take a shower afterwards to wash yourself off from the mikvah, so then that's all part of going to the mikvah, so it'll be mutter. But what about if you're just taking a shower? So there's a very strong start to say that the issur is asik, something which is an asik. And the Baruch has a discussion about going to the base of merchats. Base of merchats was a whole long process. It was bathing, and then there was like a sauna, and it was an asik. It took like an hour and a half, or it was a good time, took a lot of time. A shower, if you you're just going in and out, and especially if you're doing it today, you should be able to daven better, to feel clear, or to be awake to daven, then it'll be mutter before davening to do it. The other thing talks about making your bed. It says in yeshivas and moistas of chinuch, it's like a tzarech mitzvah, mitame chinuch. And it also is not called as askus, like we brought earlier from. It's not called the Saskas to make your bed. Therefore, the meaning would be to be make up. Okay. Now we have over here. Now, the Mechaber wrote down two things of here. He wrote down this Isser of Saskas, and also Leilach Baderach. If you go on the road, the din of going on the road before davening. So it's right in the have a broad So it's interesting. What about if you're going on a short trip? Now you wanna go on a short trip. Again, someone who started traveling before Alois HaShacha, so he doesn't have to stop for Tefillah, but if he started after Alois HaShacha, then he has to stop for Krishma, then he has to stop if he started after the Zman, so then he does not have to stop for Tefillah and Brachos, but for Krishma he has to stop. Now, let's say someone's going on a short trip. So, the Pashtus of the Halach is, any going on the road, is Zasser. And that's the way a lot of the Acharim take on. There's no chilek in Zman, how long your trip is. However, the Arlet Zion, the Ben Zion Avshal wants to Chadish that if it's less than 72 minutes, it's not called Yitzil Aderach. It's not called Yitzil Aderach. It brings right from Tuchas Tfilas Aderach. There should be 72 minutes. However, it's a big chiddush. And the dinyan also, you can be mechalek between the two, over there to over here.
Yes. What? Is he saying between 72 minutes? Is it 40? As in, the Ashkenazi would be the distance.
Correct. It could be also, correct. But, Agabanim, it's a good point. Agabanim, it's a big chiddush to say it over here. And therefore, it would seem that there's no difference in how far you go. Now, let's say it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. So the Aruch HaShulchan, seems to be matter of Tzarech Mitzvah. Let's say I want to drive to Shul, or I want to go to there's a Bris Milah. He's a mile and he has to get somewhere to do a milah. So there is a Chumas Dere Yatziv in Oysnun Ches where he has a few reasons there why the mile has to daven first before he travels out there. But the Pashtus is that Tzarech Mitzvah B'Muta. Also mashing like that from Mishnah Berurah later on, that will be Muta. B'Mokim Tzarech, let's say he's in a situation where if he's going to wait until after davening to go, he'll miss his appointment. Let's say he has an appointment with a doctor, and if he leaves at 5 in the morning, or whenever, let's say Alois is at 5, and he leaves after 5, so then he's not going to get stuck in traffic. He'll make it to the city he wants to get to without getting stuck in traffic. And over there, he'll find a minyan to daven, and then go to his doctor appointment. As opposed to if he's going to wait over here in this city to daven first, then he's going to get stuck on the road in traffic, and he might miss his appointment. Right? So here he's doing it, it's not for mitzvah, let's say he's doing it for shus, but it's going to cause him ikuv in the way. Right, to me, even though we were matel tzach mitzvah, how about for his own tzrachah, what we did? So the question goes a step further. Is it better that he should daven be yechidus? Right? Let's say the only minion, the first minion is at 7 o'clock, right? So if he's in wait for the minion, for sure he's going to get, he might even miss his appointment. So is it better that he should daven be yechidus and then travel? Or no, go now, and I'm the tzibah. You know, there's a svar to say that maybe tefillah b'tzibah is deicha, this issue of traveling on the road. And as we can say that tefillah b'tzibah is more important, so all these nikkudos, again, different achrayim discuss it. Maskana, the Shevet HaLevi seems to say that since we have the Ramah, right, he says, the Shevet HaLevi is a Chel Ches Simiotes, Bani Yusi, he yoist mevor b'Ramah, the Yeshvigin l'ach Hashem makes his brachas. So we mentioned yesterday that there are those that make all after you say some of the brachas, even though the Ramah himself said, the Toiv l'Hachmer, but that says the Shevet HaLevi is b'mokim sheni tzairach. But, and even in Magam Tzarech, if it's not a Tzarech Gadol, also, No, I'm sorry, just ask. He says, that's b'makom she'eini tzarech. But in a makom tzarech, even if it's not a tzarech gadol, efshel l'smech al zeh, it can be samech on this. And then he's mitzayin ayin eshtabura, simen tzadi, sifkatin and gimel yirakein. And right, we mentioned yesterday that even though the Arka Shulchan and Shulchan Akarav, the Achrenim weren't happy with this Rama, but the Mishabru later on is mashma that you could be Samech on this Rama in the Mokim Tzerech. Therefore, the Shevra Levi says, it came Shita, she's followed the minion, be Yerushalayim la'acha nisiyah, like can be Yechidus acha lois hashach. Right? So therefore, comes out a point this, that the Heter, that the head that we're being matter now is based on Ramah. You'll say some brachas, and then you'll travel to that city to daven b'tzibur, and you'll be there for whatever the tzarech is. But keep in mind, if we're using the Ramah, so then that's only good for Ashkenazim, right? Because Sfardim will have to be samech on the Arletzi, and then if it's less than 72 minutes. But, okay, so that's been the Gaya traveling. And yet, Hashem, tomorrow we'll go into the next meeting, which is Achim Shasiga before Dami.